This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Me and my best friends will sit in the living room for 7 hours, all yell out an NFL player and somebody yell out what college he went to. 7 hours, that's all we do. I'm like, Brady Quinn! And somebody's like, yes!
Jeremy White.
Ryan Leaf.
Let's go!
And Joe DiBiase.
Eric Decker!
Let's go! On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey everybody, happy Monday. A little chill in the air. You could get away with shorts. I'm wearing shorts.
Also wearing shorts.
Okay, yeah, you could do it. 47, high of 57, partly cloudy. You know, it's all right. It's a cool kind of week. 57, 60, 55s. So, you know. I did see over the weekend on, what day was the beautiful day? Was that Friday? What was like 80 degrees?
Yes.
Good morning. Jeremy and Joe. Joe's out today. Nate's in. So Jeremy White, Nate Geary. Perfect post-golf. Not that Joe's not post-golf, but you're here post-major, which is, you know, something we need you for. Mm. But I saw Pat Hammer over the weekend tweet something to the effect of, this is the nicest day we will have until July 4th.
And it was like,
yeah, but
blink twice. Like, are you kidding?
You can do that. You can see a month and a half in the future and say like, this is as nice as it gets for 6 weeks. That doesn't mean there won't be other nice days, but that stuck with me. Oh yeah, isn't it beautiful out there? Not gonna be like this for six weeks.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was beautiful over the weekend. At times, chilly at times. Here we are. We got a little stretch here where I would say if I may, Nate, that for the next maybe 6 weeks, we'll have the Toronto Maple Leafs of weather.
Ah.
Pretty good.
But not good enough?
But can be beaten by other days.
Sure.
Routinely. Yeah.
Can't make the best of their Sundays either.
I know. It's tough. It's real tough. I turned that game on last night. I was excited to watch Leafs-Panthers game 7. And I turned it on halfway through the first period, like, all right, about to settle in. You know, doing stuff around the house, ready to sit down. Second period begins, and then it's like, boom, 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 yeah. Boom. All right, mm-hmm. I guess the game's over.
Body blow.
Yep. I had the Bandits game on my laptop, so I'm watching two at once, and it quickly became, all right, time to shift over to the game in Saskatchewan because I'm going to watch the Bandits instead. And then it became, you know, it's all over but the crying and hearing what the Leafs had to say. And what do you do there? What would you do? What would anyone do except here in Buffalo maybe laugh at them and take pride and take pleasure in their pain? Because it happened again. A game 7, not just a loss, but embarrassed.
Yeah.
Embarrassed.
After being embarrassed earlier in the series and then kind of fighting it back.
Yeah.
In clawing back and still losing in the most predictable fashion. I mean, I think we all could have went into last night's game and thought, you know, maybe it'll be different. Maybe it's game seven. Maybe something will. I mean, it's different. It's kind of the same players for the most part. Different coaches, different general managers. That is as cursed of a franchise. And listen, I mean, I feel like I can point to a franchise and call them cursed and have a pretty good, you know, resume of being able to do that, considering, you know, we live in Buffalo. It felt particularly like storybook for them. Just par the course.
I had the thought on Thursday, must have been. When was game five? Okay. After game five, I brought up to Joe and I said, that's got to be the worst sporting event you've ever attended. They got hammered at home 6-1 in game five. And all I could think of was, imagine paying $2,000 to go sit and watch your team lose 6-1 in game five. Mm. Then on the road, they get a gritty win in game six. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to give them another chance.
I'm back.
And you spend $3,000 to go to game seven, and they just get hammered again. Because that definitely happened to someone. Someone did that. Someone spent maybe 2,000 someones, 10,000 someones, clawing it back, getting it back for game seven, and they lose. I'll tell you the thought I have on this, though, on the Leafs. Because some of the reporting up there, you've got your quotes from the players that lose that game in game seven, and whatever. Austin Matthews says there's too many passengers. Sometimes I think that might be what a guy says in that spot. The thing I think about is David Alter tweeted that fans were booing every time Mitch Marner touched the puck. And an Austin Matthews jersey was thrown on the ice in the middle of play. Marchand had a devastating comment. Brad Marchand's comment about the Leafs, talking about how their team is basically forced to live with unbelievable pressure all the time. And they're not even big games because he's won the Stanley Cup. And when you've won the Stanley Cup, this is not a big game. And just the immense pressure that is constantly on top of the Toronto Maple Leafs. He talked about that. And the thing I wonder about it, Nate, is will we ever get like that about the Bills? Will we ever go that far on pressure on them? Or, because we might even be there on the Sabres, where you're just, your team is your love, but also your enemy.
Yeah.
Because life is wonderful, but also limited, and you want something better. That's the thought I had. Will we ever get like that on the Bills? Because what's the biggest difference between the Leafs and the Bills? The Bills don't fail to show up in the playoffs, but they do hit their head. Right? They do find a ceiling. And I don't think anybody gets there on Allen and probably shouldn't. But past that.
But isn't because of Allen why the pressure exists?
Yeah.
In the first place?
Yeah.
Like if you have Brock Purdy, I'm not sure the same pressure exists.
He's expensive now. So
he's now very expensive.
Yeah.
But he's not like. No one's going to look back in the history of the league and say, well, that guy never got one.
Right.
They'll look back and say that about Josh. Josh Allen will be in a very small group of elite players at the position that never won one.
Hopefully he gets to one because yes. Purdy has been to one.
He has been.
And maybe should have won it, had a lead, like the 49ers tend to do in those spots. It speaks to pressure and expectation. And if you even enjoy sports anymore, up in Toronto today, it is about everybody that's got to go. This guy's got to go. This guy's got to go. I mean, Mitch Marner is going to be what? He's got to leave. He has to leave. They have to break up their core. They have to find a way to move pieces. I guess they have to say goodbye to clearly very good players because people will be too tired of it. In off seasons past, it's been about Nylander's got to go. Now, Marner.
Yeah.
Marner. UFA, well, just don't bring him back. Save that cap space, build a team different, let him go somewhere and get paid by somebody else and claim that that guy doesn't have what it takes to win. And, you know, maybe they'll be right. But, man, I think about that pressure and that Marchand quote about how it's every day, who would want to live like that? Is telling.
You know, I'll say this too. If you, I was thinking of this on the drive in, listening to, listen to CBS Sports Radio, and I'm coming in, and they're talking about yesterday in the game, and kind of how predictable Game 7 was, and it made me think about they did get a championship pretty recently. I mean, the Raptors won a championship, and I also think about kind of how fluky that championship was. I mean, the ball. I'm thinking of the Kawhi Leonard shot that hits the rim against Philadelphia and then hits it again and then goes in at the buzzer. And he immediately leaves after winning the championship in Toronto. His career has never been the same after leaving Toronto. And Toronto's been less than irrelevant since that championship. And I guess how fluky it can be because I think we talk about this with the Bills a lot, which is you just keep taking swings and hoping that, like, eventually the ball bounces your way. It felt like, I'll tell you from my perspective in the playoffs, when the bounce goes their way against the Ravens, in my head, in no way am I thinking, like, oh, that's the bounce. They're not going to get another one. I assumed they finally got a bounce. Floodgates are open. Yep. Now they're going to, all the bounces are going their way. And it didn't turn out to be that way. But with Toronto, they get such a fluky championship. And then you look at how you were just talking, like, well, now you got it's by Marner. It used to be, you know, goodbye Nylander, and who knows when it'll be Austin Matthews' turn to be.
It was Kadri at one point. Yep. Kadri's got to go, and he did.
And he did. There is, as painful as it is, and it will, I think, undoubtedly, as you as a fan think about losing in those Game 7 situations, it's heartbreaking to lose it when you're so close. It's kind of the same as the Bills losing in the AFC Championship game on the last drive. It's you're so close, you can see it. And I think it's a mistake for Toronto and the fans. You're going to grieve. Everyone's going to grieve in their own way. And I don't know how I would handle a team that's constantly losing in Game 7 situations and has two playoff wins in the last 20 years. It's crazy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But it feels like they should just keep swinging. And it seems like now what they're going to do is they're going to let Marner walk. And, you know, they're going to have the decision on Tavares. I don't know what they're going to, is he going to be? I don't know.
They've
got some decisions to make.
I would say the Marner conversation. So you've got plenty of Sabres fans that are ready to jump on. Give Mitch Marner $14 million. Let's do it.
I mean, I'm one of
those guys. He's a Bills fan. Have Josh Allen go to work and recruit Mitch Marner and get a great player to Buffalo, and then we can have the conversation about whether or not he's, you know, good enough in the playoffs.
That'd be great. I'd love to have that conversation.
That's right.
I'd love to have it.
I would, too. You know, you said they should let Marner walk. The question I would have about, like, Marner to me is now the number one. What is he supposed to do?
Yeah.
Should he continue to be their scapegoat? Mitch, you want to stay? We'll give you $12 million a year for everyone to hate you.
Or
it's almost not even, it's not a choice.
Do you want to go somewhere else and make money and try and get a fresh start? I mean, he is a Canada kid playing for the Toronto Maple Leafs, which so many guys dream of. Like Tavares,
he probably hates it.
Right, Tavares. I don't know if he hates it. I just know that it'd be one of those things. He's from Markham. He's from Toronto.
Yeah.
Like, Tavares went back there because it was the dream. And I'm thinking about Chris Drury's. The dream was to play for the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you yourself. Like, all right, everybody, ready? Close your eyes. You are a professional athlete. You get to play for the favorite team you grew up loving. Whether that's, you know, Patrick Kane playing for the Sabres, which of course never happened. You have a chance to play for the team you grew up loving. You want to? Careful. Right? Be careful. Maybe you don't want to. Because maybe what happens along the way is it doesn't go well enough and everybody hates you and is mad at you. Here's Mitch Marner at 28 years old. Another great season for him. And the playoffs, I mean, they're more mad about Game 5 because he had a turnover and didn't back check on one play. And their production is terrible. But careful what you wish for. So they might want him back. You might say no thanks or vice versa. Could the Sabres get him? It seems ridiculous.
It does seem ridiculous.
It seems ridiculous. Should I entertain the idea? Anybody out there? 803-0550. Should we entertain it as serious? The Sabres would pay the highest paid player on their roster would become Mitch Marner, and they'd add him to a team that does not feel like it has scoring problems. If I could borrow from Brandon Bean and apply that to Kevin Adams, is he going to say, I don't feel like offense is why we lost, and then not want to add a piece like that? Because they score goals.
They do score goals, yeah.
They might not think they need a guy like Mitch Marner. And I know Sabres Twitter is having a fun time with the idea of him coming here and Josh Allen calling him and saying, come to Buffalo. But maybe it could work because he would still be close to home, but he wouldn't have the suffocating pressure of having to win the Stanley Cup.
Different kind of pressure.
It would just be, hey, bro, can we finish with like 97 points?
Yeah. Right.
That'd be nice.
I mean, I'm of the mind anytime you have an opportunity to sign a 100-point player, I think you should do it.
You should try.
You should try to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, is this the GM that I would like to do it? Probably not. But, yeah.
Does the senior advisor they're going to hire want Mitch Marner?
That's going to be the question.
Wait for that, too.
That's going to be the question.
Yeah. Tough.
I remember, I assume it was, Ralph was still the owner when the Mario Williams sweepstakes. It all melts together. But yes, he was still the owner. So Terry Pegula doesn't have the experience of Mario Williams and his cap to really lean on. But this is what that would have to. This would be a very similar situation. Just don't let him leave. Get him here and don't let him leave.
No. Boy, could you convince him? I mean, if I'm the Sabres, I want to have my name included in they are interested and they've reached out and I want to kind of act that way. Because it sounds good when you're in on the biggest free agents and you're doing your due diligence. I mean, I think the Bills are very good at this. A name goes out there and they'll tell you, oh yeah, we'd love to. We'll have them in. Even if they're not going to be signing a player, they'll get their name out there.
Yeah, like the Stamkos sweepstakes.
Stamkos, forgot about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Richards.
Brad Richards. That's right.
The only sweepstakes they won Oposo. Because
that,
when he left,
yeah,
he
wasn't a sweepstakes.
When he signed with the Sabres, he was the biggest player that moved. I have a stat of the day that's better than your stat of the day. I'm saying that to all of you.
Okay.
Josh Owen, you guys come. You got a stat of the day?
Josh has got one.
You got a nominee?
Yeah, I got
all
one.
Right, I got one. We'll have a stat of the day off here.
Okay.
Which one is better? Because I know you've got one, and I know it's good. But I just had another one come across that I want to get to. It's also on the Leafs.
Good.
Leafs adjacent, if you will. Who's going first? You want to go first? You're the champion. I'm the challenger here. I'm claiming.
Okay.
I think this one's better.
So my stat of the day is since 2005, playoff series wins. The Toronto Maple Leafs have 2. The Buffalo Sabres have 4. And if we can all remember, the Sabres have not played in the playoffs since 2011.
In roughly years. 14 years.
Yeah. Roughly.
Yeah.
So the Sabres have twice as many playoff series wins as the Leafs in the last 20 years.
Good. Mm-hmm.
That's good. It might be a better stat than this one, but this one's pretty good too. Brad Marchand is the first player in NHL history to win 5 winner-take-all games against the same franchise.
Oh my gosh.
That's pretty good.
Right. 5.
That's wild.
5 winner-take-all wins against the Leafs.
I don't know why you talking about that quote after the game about the immense pressure, it hits way harder after that, after this stat.
Yeah.
Marshawn who knows their pain more than Brad Marchand?
Five game sevens against the Leafs.
Right. Who knows their pain more?
His quote, when you see the pressure Toronto faces, they just beat the pressure into this team. Let's get stupid. We're mixing all our segments here. The Leafs should sign Brad Marchand. I mean, he's a UFA, right?
If they win, he's going to retire.
Make him their coach.
Sure.
So there you go. There's some stats.
Poor Maple Leafs. They are going to be, especially today, because there are no sports today. No NBA, no NHL, post-major. Today is the quiet before the storm. And it's going to be filled. The void will be filled with making fun of the Leafs.
Yeah.
For a full 24-hour window. Unencumbered. There will be no competition. It's tough. Kind of feels like after a Bills-Kansas City loss. The whole Monday, what other games happened? Doesn't matter.
Right.
It's Bills-Chiefs. How'd the Bills lose to the Chiefs again?
And it's time to have an identity crisis about how everything we just watched really all came down to five plays.
And it just didn't matter. Yep.
Yeah. Leafs lose, and it's Florida on Florida-Carolina.
Good series. It's going to be a lot of, and like, 1-0, 2-1.
Could be. And then Dallas and Edmonton.
Also a great – so was thinking about this. I mean, I'm a Knicks fan, so I'm obviously very elated about them being in the Eastern Conference Final.
Listen, I can vibe with a Pacers-Knicks Eastern Conference Final.
It's got good
all
vibes.
All day.
It's got good vibes.
That is my formative time watching the NBA was the 2000s.
Reggie Miller.
Oh, yeah. Those Pacers-Knicks series were amazing. So I will turn those games on and feel like I'm 13 again.
So I saw this stat that the NBA, the Final Four in the NBA, there will be one, whoever wins will be the first team of the four to win a championship since 1973.
Yeah, 50 years.
Three of the four teams do not have a championship. Three of the four, there was one of the four teams that was here last year in the Western Conference Finals, the Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. In the NHL, it's three of the same four. And it's not like it's every single year, but the NBA's got some really good new blood. The Western Conference Finals for the NHL should be interesting, but everybody feels like the inevitability of McDavid versus Florida again. Like, it's going to be Edmonton, Florida. I think that's like, is that what we want?
I mean, I don't know. I wanted the Leafs to last a little longer is what I wanted.
Mm. So you wanted the heartbreak to feel worse?
I wouldn't even say that. I think it's more interesting when they're in it than Florida won their cup, and Florida
They're definitely not as interesting now, for sure.
Florida's a team that, you know, they are how every team wants to play in the playoffs, and Paul Maurice wins game sevens, and it's just, I feel for the Leafs today. I really do. Locker clean out, all that. It'll be about how they're going to tear it down. 803-0550, our number, if you want to give a thought on that, you can.
By the way, I feel like I had a stat of the day that I didn't submit.
Oh, we had a third stat of the
there
day.
There was a third stat of the day.
Bring the music
and
back.
I forgot to submit it. I might beat both of yours.
Okay, so it's not that the Sabres have more playoff series wins than the Leafs in the last 20 years.
Right.
And it's not that Brad Marchand has now five Game 7 wins against the Toronto Maple Leafs alone. It's
Stars coach Peter DeBoer.
He's also on
seven of the last eight Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, he's also unbeaten in Game 7s in his career.
Crazy.
Yeah.
He's been fired twice.
Yeah. Well, hey.
Twice!
What have you done?
What have you done for me lately?
The Leafs should hire Peter DeBoer.
Yes, they should. I think Dallas might win it, so I don't know if he's going anywhere.
All right.
Seven of eight.
It's good.
What's that like? How's one of eight? I'd love one of eight.
This is not a snarky question. It's just an honest geographical question about the plants that live in certain areas. Do they have palm trees in Dallas? I'm going to go, no. Palm trees are tropical, not just warm. There might be.
How far from, I can't believe I'm about to ask this question. How far from Corpus Christi is it?
Okay. Dallas does have palm trees.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I feel like it's.
Oh, there you go. They have palm trees.
It's decently close to the.
Yeah, they do.
The Gulf Shore.
Okay.
Makes sense. Now it's all coming together. Now
that's true.
Yeah.
803-0550. Jeremy, Nate. Good morning. Okay, so plenty to get to today. We'll talk major championship talk, Scottie Scheffler's PGA win with Brian Koziel when we return. We've got Paul at 7:30 on the Amerks as their series with Laval continues. The Bandits, they're coming home for Game 3 of the NLL Championship.
How it should be.
Yes. It's an easy thing to immediately square away, like, eh, fine, all right, whatever. You lost the other one. Come home and win. You know, the best of three series comes back to Buffalo. So that'll be exciting for the weekend. And your calls along the way, plenty to get to. A fun question about the Bills I have for you, based on Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast. He's got a series he's dropping about the 10 most important Bills to the future. I've got a little side question for that we can kick around. Because you and I haven't had much of a chance to talk about this offseason.
No.
You've been in a couple times with Joe. And
We both did the top 10 players.
Yes, we did.
We both did that. I had an interesting one. It was to talk about Ed Oliver.
Yeah.
Who fell pretty significantly in our year-over-year poll.
Yeah. So we'll get to all that.
Yeah.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. We're also playing in a scramble today.
Yes, as you might be able to tell by the outfits. Yeah. Or you might not be able to,
no,
because I think
won't.
I would just be here like this normally.
Yeah, I might change afterward. We'll see. We're playing some golf.
I might have bullied him. He came in here, saw the fit, and he was like, I don't know, I might change later. I don't know.
Well, please. 803-0550 is our phone number. This is just what I'm wearing to work.
Sure,
I'm gonna
okay.
go. I'm going to go home know. And change possibly
okay,
for the scramble.
Got it. I came prepared. I was, yeah.
We should get a green carpet from the Par for a Purpose.
It's not a bad idea. Par for a Purpose. It's at Holiday Valley today. We'll be down there playing. Hope that if you're out there playing with us, you know, good luck. Playing for
you're gonna need it.
Second. No.
Yeah.
We'll see if we win. Jeremy and Joe, Nate's in for Joe. 803-0550 on Scottie Scheffler's third major championship. First PGA. Brian Koziel joins us next. And we'll dig into some Bills chatter and get to the Amerks along the way with Paul Hamilton next hour as well here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty variety of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.